99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Yesterday was a magical day.
Uh-huh.
Shatner in space. We talked about it, and it unfortunately lifted off right after our show.
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1.
Three crew members aboard the Blue Origin capsule.
She has cleared the tower. She is on her space with the second human spaceflight crew. What a launch. We are on our way to Max-Q, the first milestone here on its flight to space.
Yeah, there was a milestone in that William Shatner was the oldest and now has become the oldest person to reach space at the age of 90.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. There and back. How long did the flight take? About, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah. It was 11 minutes, yeah.
All right. Look at that.
11 minutes after reaching space, descending back to the Texas desert there where Shatner got off the space penis and said to Jeff Bezos,
"What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary."
He started crying.
"I hope I never recover from this. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. It hasn't got anything to do with that. It has to do with the enormity."
Yeah, the enormity. So, yeah, I can
imagine. The enormity, yeah.
I can imagine being on top of, strapped to a rocket that's shooting into outer space would be pretty intense. So, William Shatner, the actor, otherwise known as Captain Kirk from the old Star Trek TV series and movies, became the oldest person in space.
Shatner penetrated space.
That's
yesterday.
Right.
That's great. That's so great. What a great sentence to say.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Shatner in space aboard the space Venus. Love that, and that'll probably be at least the last time we talk about that.
I hope so.
Until the next Blue Origin flight, which I just saw on the news this morning, they already have like over $100 million worth of tickets booked for just normal people.
Okay. But we're not going to, like, you know, really get super invested in every single flight, are we?
Well, this was special because it was William Shatner.
It was. Absolutely. It was Final Frontier. Yep. Star Trek. Captain Kirk.
There you go.
Going to space.
Every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Give you feel-good stories just to show you that, you know what, there's good happening in the world. Kelly, what do you got?
The star of this story is a 96-year-old woman in Iowa. Her name is Aletha Buck, mm-hmm. and she's counted 10 million pop tabs over the past 26 years.
Oh.
Because over two decades ago, she read about a recycling program that's kept the lights on at the Ronald McDonald House in her area there for years.
People were staying at the Ronald McDonald House, and we always heard them talk about so many people needed some help.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? She's like, okay, I can count some pop tabs. So they just honored her by welcoming her into the Thanks-A-Million Club.
Mm.
And she's not slowing down. She's just going to keep counting pop tabs.
Would you look
pretty
at that?
Impressive. 10 million over 26 years.
That's a lot. Like, where do you put that stuff?
Well, there's just bags and bags and bags and bags and bags.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, look at how the recycling program has, like, really made a huge difference in paying their bills over there.
There you go.
Pretty impressive. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, Bridgerton. Do you remember everybody was talking about Bridgerton and was so hype on Bridgerton and how Bridgerton was breaking records for
Say
Netflix?
Bridgerton one more time.
Bridgerton. Remember Bridgerton?
I do.
The kind of like the 50 Shades of Grey back in the Renaissance period sort of flick for Netflix.
Anyway, uh-huh.
Anyways, broke a lot of records. That has now had to give way to Squid Game. Now the most popular show in its initial debut that Netflix has ever released. if you're not a part of this, well done for not bucking to peer pressure.
Thank you. You know what? I think that's what I'm going to go with now. I'm just going to stay outside. That's it. And by the way, sidebar, because of this show, the demand for white slip-on Vans increased by 7,800%.
Yeah, that's more than when Damn Daniel was viral about 8 years ago.
Yeah. Dang.
You remember that?
I do.
Because
Damn Daniel!
Because you bring it back every now and then.
Thank you. You don't. Because it's fun. It's really fun.
Looking fresh with those white Vans! So yeah, the white Vans are a thing, and the Halloween costumes are so far the number one thing for adults and for babies alike. The either pink jumpsuits that the soldiers wear or the green jumpsuits that the gamers wear. So
I don't know how to feel about that, because just again, knowing what I know about the show, I feel like that's weird and wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but it is an ultra-violent sort of Hunger Games competition where, yeah, I mean, it's...
it's very murdery.
It is murdery, yeah.
Why are we dressing our babies like it? It's just weird.
Because babies are cute.
Okay.
Because babies are cute. I'm only three episodes deep, so I had the option of either watching the latest Ted Lasso, the very last episode of the season, or watching the next Squid Game, and I chose Squid Game. So I still have yet to even get in on that last episode of Ted Lasso. But I think it's funny that everybody is adding an S to Squid Game, kind of like Kroger's, Meijer's, Target's.
Yes, it just works.
It's Squid Games? No,
Squid
it's
Squid Games.
Yeah, it's Squid Game. Squid
no,
Game.
It's just one game. Got it.
Yeah, it's Squid Game that, you know, at the Targets and the Meijer's.
Right.
And all
well,
of that.
Well, heck, over in Jeffersonville, I believe it's probably still this way, but it's Meijer's Drive. Yeah. You know, just no apostrophe.
Nope. Anyway, Squid Game, officially the most popular show in its initial debut that Netflix has ever released. The Korean drama there.
But maybe we don't dress our babies like it.
Or maybe you do if you want to be, you know, trendy. We always give you examples of what not to do right here just to kind of help guide your life. Sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. But regardless, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what, at least I'm not doing that, right?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's a small little hurdle we think you can jump over.
Yeah, we call it setting the bar. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having your crime thwarted by an MMA fighter, a manual transmission, and a dog, then you're done.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. That sounds like a unfortunate combination when you are trying to get away clean.
Yeah, there were three guys trying to steal a car outside of a gym this week.
Oh, dang, they really needed that car, right?
Yeah, they were running low on gas, and from WUSA 9...
the guy they picked to target was their first mistake.
Okay.
Oopsies.
Yep.
Turned out he was a mixed martial artist.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. Fighting skills.
Yeah, got some fighting skills for sure.
And as they allegedly hit him with a stick, he did, though, drop his keys.
Ah, okay. So the MMA fighter got his, you know, dropped his keys. So these guys grabbed it.
They grabbed him, jumped into his car.
Okay, now what?
But when they tried to drive it, well, that was a different matter.
Uh-oh. So hang on a second. You don't know how to put the keys in the ignition? What's the deal?
And they were unfamiliar with how a manual transmission works, so they were unable to steal the car.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious. Didn't know how to drive a stick.
Now, you know, before we berate them too much, it's not like those are standard in cars anymore, the manual transmissions where you have to literally shift from first to second to third to fourth to fifth, reverse, all that stuff. There's an extra pedal. There's a clutch. So, I mean...
absolutely. What is that for?
I know. What the heck? There's three down here. Which one do I press?
Man, yeah. Can you show us how to work this thing so that we can take it away from you?
Yeah. So they decided quickly. They're like, well, can't do much here. So they ran and got back in their own car, drove off. The police They were called. Then they led cops on a bit of a chase. Finally, they dove in, you know, they stopped and ran into some woods. And that's when the cops caught up with them with their canine dog. So,
okay,
again, the dog wound up catching up with all three of them. And now they're all hit with an array of charges. So, you know, after a day like that, you should probably rethink your profession and think, you know what?
A life of crime?
Yeah, maybe a life of crime isn't for me.
You know what? You were like, let's not berate them for not knowing how to drive. You know what? I'm going to berate them for being criminals. Don't steal someone else's car.
You're right. I'm giving them too much credit. You're right, Kelly.
You are, a little.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having your crime thwarted by an MMA fighter, a manual transmission, and a police canine, then you're doing okay.
Oh, man, they did not see that playing out like that.
No, no, they didn't. That is setting the bar.
Word.
Crow.
Crow, C-R-O-W.
Yeah, like the bird, crow. If you get that in, WDGX.com, you could be $1,000 richer, just like Kayla was yesterday.
Woo!
Yeah, she was wooing. She was excited.
That's how you win.
That's right. On 99 Pumpkin King, WDGX.com, crow is your winning word. So I was surprised when, you know, we have all these, especially in the month of October, like polls about the best Halloween candy, what state has the best Halloween candy, yada, 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 yada. But this recent one took a different spin on it, and it was what best Halloween candy, according to kids.
Oh, okay, yes. I mean, they are the ones going out and collecting it, doing the hard work for it, and then eating it and enjoying it. So what are they enjoying more?
And I got to be honest, I was surprised that Snickers did not make the top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even the top 10?
Yeah, I was a little shocked by that.
That is surprising.
But your top five, Kit Kats, sure, that's pretty standard. Just the plain chocolate Hershey bar came in at number 4.
Really?
Yep.
A classic.
Now, number 3, I don't agree with at all. I think it's the poor man's Snickers. It's the Milky Way.
Okay,
but
you know what? Not a lot of people mention that, but the kids like it.
Yeah, maybe it's because the nut factor, and maybe there are more people that are allergic to nuts or have nut allergies. I don't know.
Could be.
Milky Way is number 3. M&M's, you're number 2.
Another classic.
Yeah, not the peanut M&M's, just plain M&M's.
No, exactly. Yes, absolutely.
And
because
so,
you know what? You eat a lot of them. It makes you feel like that you're eating more because they're so small. You're like, you're sitting there munching on them for a while.
Chocolate vitamins.
Exactly.
And number 1, I think we can all agree, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The kids, I mean, they understood that, the assignment there for sure. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I'm stealing those every single time out of my daughter's Halloween candy bag.
One for you, 2 for daddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Gummy bears just barely missed the top 5. That came in at number 6. But yeah, I forgot about gummy bears. Oh, gummy bears, those are a hidden gem. Usually
now,
I don't.
Now those are vitamins. I mean, we've got gummy vitamins literally for the kids.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about stealing your kids' Halloween candy, or if you're thinking about getting Halloween candy for the kids that are coming around your neighborhood, maybe one of those top 5 are the surefire way that they're going to enjoy your house. So
now, listen, we're still going to buy the stuff that we like. So if there's any left over, we're enjoying it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you want to make sure if there's anything left over that you're enjoying it. So W is your winning word to get into the website right now, WDGX.com, and have your shot at $1,000. With the Pumpkin King's cash. Well, tonight, Adele drops her first single off her now new album, 30, which we now know is coming on November 19th. We're all going to be in our feels as she gives the album that, as she described, it's going to be about divorce, about baby, and about divorce.
Okay, so a lot of sadness.
So she's in the wheelhouse of what makes us feel comfortable whenever we hear Adele.
Okay, all right.
There's like some artists, like we feel better when Adele's in heartbreak because she writes some bangers, you know?
What does that say about us?
I know, I know, right? So tonight at 7, her single comes out, and then 30 is the new album, and she just revealed that it will drop on November 19th. So excited for that. Coming up next, it's your feel-good story. We do this every hour at about 15 after. Kelly, what are you working on?
Super scary situation. We're starting here. A mom had to jump in sewer water to save her toddler who had fallen in a manhole.
Blech. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy, but I mean, Mama Bear does what Mama Bear's got to do.
I was going to say, you do what you got to do. All right, we'll get to that next on Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Get the word crow into the website at WDJX.com. You're in to win $1,000. Pumpkin King's cash there. Feel good story. Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So, Jennifer Morrow lives in New Jersey. She says she didn't think twice about jumping into a dark manhole after her two-year-old son Henry fell inside and disappeared at a playground. She said there was no other option, no other choice. There was no waiting.
Yeah.
I don't think any mother would have waited.
No.
He'd fallen approximately 7 feet down into an open manhole, had 2 feet of sewage water at the bottom, reaching up to his chin. And it wasn't until she heard Henry calling her name that she realized where he was. And she called 911 before the water started to pull Henry down the tunnel and out of her sight.
Oh, gosh.
She said, you know, I jumped in because now he'd gone down the pipe. And when I couldn't see his face anymore, I got in, crawled down the pipe, couldn't see. Mm-hmm. But then his head went under. And I had to pop back up, turn on my flashlight. I was crawling down to get him because it was too dark down the pipe. Eventually, was able to grab him. Pulled him and her up out of the manhole to safety. By that time, the fire department was there. Nobody got hurt. He ingested a little sewer water.
Ugh.
But they believe the cover might have been blown off during Hurricane Ida.
Oh, man.
Which tore through that area in early September. So, yeah, just super scary situation. But thank goodness she found him. She got him. Everybody's okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know... a mother, a parent will do whatever it takes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think all of us would have done that. Yeah. But it's just, you know, wow.
Extreme.
We've got it up on our website, WDJX.com. We'll tweet it too at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
She thinks this could be a line in the sand. And she's wanting to know from us and from you, like, how does she approach this with her husband, get him on board even.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, no, it's not husband. It's boyfriend.
Okay.
Did I say husband? I meant
you
boyfriend.
Did.
Yeah, no,
you
it's
did.
Boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Do you think this might affect him becoming a husband?
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? All right, it's group therapy. Give us like 12 minutes. We got that coming up for you. We haven't dealt with Britney Spears in a hot minute here on 99.7 DJX. You know, she has been battling her conservatorship, and now apparently she's battling her sister, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, she's been battling her for like a hot second through all of this because, you know, she's mad at her, basically her entire family. In feeling like they've all been sponging off her, taking advantage of her, not standing up for her, all that stuff.
Oh, no doubt. And I think Jamie Lynn is definitely trying to capitalize on Britney's fame by releasing that book called I Must Confess, which is a line from Britney's Hit Me Baby One More Time, trying to get
her
to stop.
She went back and changed it.
Yeah. What's the new title? The new working title is...
The new title is I Must Confess, Family, Fame, and Figuring It Out. And so then Britney was all like writing on IG.
Mm-hmm.
Also great news. I'm thinking of releasing a book next year, but I'm having some issues coming up with a title. Maybe my fans can help. Option number one, blank. I really don't know. Option number two, I really care what people think.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, kind of throwing some.
Obviously a little dig.
At her sister.
Well, and Jamie Lynn, I think, is trying to save face because, again, she's kind of being painted as a villain along with the rest of her family in this whole saga. And so... She's, I think, trying to navigate, you know, trying to clear a name or, I mean, because we don't know their dynamic.
No.
And what's been really, truly going on. So, it's got to be tough to be Britney's sister right now.
Well, it's got to be tough to be Britney. Got to be tough to be Britney's sister. Anybody in that family, I would imagine, is
well, yeah.
Is having some some difficulty navigating the past few years.
Sure, she wanted to support her sister, but when you have like legalities in place, I'm sure she probably felt like her hands were tied too. Again, just knowing what it's like to have a sister and how I would feel if we were in that situation.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, not every family dynamic is that way, but.
No, I know, I know. Right. I have zero knowledge of what their relationship is actually like, but, you know, we are kind of only getting one side of the story. Maybe Jamie Lynn is hoping this is her side.
True. Okay, coming up next, it's a line in the sand, she thinks, with her boyfriend. I mean, like, he's very traditional. She was, but now she's thinking untraditional thoughts.
When you need to come to Ben and Kelly, it's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
We're going to toss the phone number out real quick, 502-571-9970, whenever you maybe need an unbiased opinion about the situation that you may be having, message us. And we'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do.
This says, hi, Ben and Kelly. I love group therapy. Listen or catch on the podcast every day.
Thank you.
Just never thought I'd be needing the service of your listeners, but here we are.
Mm.
I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. We're expecting our first child in March. I've been thinking a lot about this. I really want this child to have my last name.
Okay.
I've done a lot of research on my lineage and family history. Really want my kids to have that pride of having my surname. Before I did all this research, I had really traditional thoughts about taking my future husband's last name. But now I'm questioning that. And since I'm not married yet, I want my kids to be able to have that same pride that I felt.
Okay.
My question is how?
Oh.
I know he's really traditional when it comes to marriage and don't think that he would want a wife with a different last name. And I really don't think he'd be cool with taking my surname.
Mm.
So how do I ask him? Or do I just tell him? I love him, but think this could really be a line in the sand.
Oh,
help Claire.
Okay, Claire, or do I just tell him? Yes, for the sake of our radio show, just tell him. And in fact, we can conference you together when you do that.
I don't think that's the best approach. Like in a relationship, you don't tell your partner anything. You discuss.
Kelly, I didn't say this was the best for them.
Oh, okay.
I said this was the best for our radio show.
For entertainment purposes?
Yeah, right. That's right. So, I mean, you know, look, a name is a name, and this is something that you're going to obviously have for the rest of your life. So, you know, because how many, sure, you have the option of legally changing your name, but how many people actually do that, you know?
I think quite a few. But still, I think this is kind of a really big sticking point, especially when you've got tradition is kind of on his side. There's a lot of people that keep their names. I think maybe the best approach, and I don't know if she's open to this or not, but maybe hyphenating.
Yeah, a lot of people have already started commenting on Facebook about the whole hyphen thing. I'd be curious to know if anybody listening has either had your husband take your last name and how you approached it with him, or, you know, you guys just kept separate names and you're married. What that conversation was like, because I think maybe that could help her. In this situation, who knows?
Yeah, well, you know what? Way deep, 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 deep in my lineage, there was a man that took his wife's last name, and that's kind of how I got
my
last name.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So that actually happened a long, 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 long time ago.
So it has happened.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It did. Yes. I think there are those instances, but it doesn't sound like that her boyfriend is going to be open to that as a possibility.
All right. 502-571-9970. Group therapy, we got a message from Claire, and she's wanting to keep her last name, especially for the baby that's growing inside of her. It's due in March. Her boyfriend of 4 years is more traditional, like a, hey, you take my last name if we get married type of guy. And so she's like, how do I even talk to him about this?
Yeah, there's a lot of people chiming in. Text, I'm all for women keeping their last name. If they're secure in their relationship, it shouldn't be an issue. Definitely discuss it, but stay strong in your decision. Julie had a text and said, hey, have her last name be the child's middle name.
That's an
option. Which is kind of, yeah, that is an option. That's an interesting situation.
Oh, yeah. Audrey texts in and says, yeah, my kids had their father's last name at birth. We broke up. He's not in their lives anymore. So I got their last names changed. It was the best decision ever. So go with your last name if you're not married. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And then Megan said, you know, they're getting married, so she should talk to him. Tradition's overrated. It's a last name. The reason women change their last name in the past is because they were thought of as property.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't property. She needs to do what makes her feel comfortable. My first marriage, I changed my last name for him, but not for me. If I get married again, I'll go as far as hyphenating, but that's it.
Yeah, it is funny. Several people were like, tradition is peer pressure from dead people. So, you know,
oh, wow.
Don't worry about tradition. If like tradition this, tradition that, whatever. And there are a lot of people. And I was, I guess, surprised to see how many people reached out and said, look, you know, that's kind of the same situation I was in. Like, I wanted my kids to have my last name. So either we hyphenated it or we didn't even use a hyphen. It was just like two last names.
Yeah. Oh, that's possible, too. And then Chris said, I took my ex-wife's last name, but that was a very different circumstance. To make things even more interesting, though, I remarried, and my current wife took my current last name, which is my ex-wife's last name.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting.
So I guess we need to get back to, there's a lot of support for her keeping her name, or at least keeping the name in the conversation. So really the issue is, how does she get her traditional minded boyfriend on board with this?
I think honestly, she kind of goes to him and just tells him what she told us. Like, you know, that she was originally thinking, you know, she was going to go the traditional route too, but now she's changed her mind and why.
Yeah.
And then just see how he reacts. And then based on his reaction, then figure out where to go from there.
You're right. I mean, look, they've been dating for 4 years, so she probably has a good idea of his core values and where he's going to land on this scale here. But
yeah, but she's nervous about like really directly asking him about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think, yeah, you're right. Honesty is probably the best approach with this, and just say, hey, look, this is very important to me. And if he supports her, then he'll be like, all right, maybe I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this, but this is something that we can at least, you know, move towards. And
I hope they end up like finding some sort of a compromise. If nothing else, of incorporating his name and her name, if it's important to both of them.
You know what I think is really healthy? She uses this as an ultimatum and says, look, you either put a ring on my finger or this is what I want. And so I think that's probably the healthiest way.
I don't think that's the best way to approach it.
Go about it. All right. Well, keep us updated, definitely, because I'd love to hear what ends up happening. And, you know, congratulations on your baby-to-be. All right.
Absolutely. That's exciting news.
Yeah, for sure. Group therapy, of course. You can leave your comments and all that stuff up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Another shot at $1,000 with the Pumpkin King's cash. All right. $1,000, Pumpkin King's cash. He's got a big old fortune of $20,000. He's just making it rain here in Kentuckiana. So
it's Dave's grandpappy's money.
That's right. And I'm going to toss some sounds your way, Kelly, and I want to see if you can identify the sounds, because they're
I love these games.
Yeah, so they're trademarked, which I didn't even know you could trademark these sounds, but apparently
really?
You can. So, but so some of them I think are going to be obvious for you, but others may be a little tricky. Got a little game for you, Kelly, and you can play along wherever you're listening as well. I had no idea, I guess, maybe it was just because I never thought about it, that sounds could be trademarked. I mean,
I didn't know that either.
I knew that the whole Michael Buffer, let's get ready to rumble, like that is trademarked.
Okay.
But I didn't think that like actual sounds like that were trademarked, like just little ones. So anyways, I thought it might be fun to play some of them that are trademarked and see if you can guess what they come from, okay?
Okay, here we go.
First one that's trademarked. Do you know that?
Hunger Games.
You're right. Mockingjay whistle from The Hunger Games.
Gotcha. Wow, didn't know that was trademarked.
Didn't know that was trademarked either. All right. Some of these are going to be easy because they're pretty identifiable, but they are trademarked. So you can't use them in your own, like, campaign advertisement without written permission.
Paying some big money?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Next one.
Oh, that's from, was like, Law and Order?
Yes, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Good job.
I never watched like 1 second of any of those like series.
Are you kidding me? Like there are a thousand of them on.
I've never seen any of the Law and Order series.
I feel like you could turn on television at any time of the day and see a Law and Order either SVU or something on television at any given time.
One of the spinoffs, yeah. No, yep. I've never seen it.
All right, next one that is trademarked. This one should be easy.
Dope!
Oh, that's Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson's dope. Yep, that's trademarked. All right,
that's trademarked?
It is. All right, next one.
Come on now. That's trademarked?
Yes.
Darth Vader's breathing?
That
is trademarked?
Trademarked.
Wow.
I know.
What if you impersonate it?
Well, that impersonation wouldn't cause any damage.
We don't have to pay for that one?
Probably
good
not.
News. Awesome.
So this is kind of in the same ballpark.
That's a lightsaber.
Yep. Trademarked.
Dang.
Yep.
So wait, haven't we played that sound on the air? I feel like we played that sound on
the
air
but
before.
It wasn't a part of a promotion, so I think we're all right with
so
that.
Okay, so we're just playing it just for our entertainment purposes.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Fine?
Yeah, for sure. So these are a bunch of sounds that I had no idea were trademarked. Kelly's trying to guess what they are.
So far, I'm winning. That's the Tarzan yell.
Yeah, from like back in the day, Tarzan yell. That's trademarked.
Well, you know what? Not a lot of people can do that, so that's impressive.
That is impressive. What about this?
Affleck!
The Affleck duck?
Yes.
It's trademarked?
It is. That quack is trademarked. What about this one?
You've got mail.
Oh, you've got mail.
That's something
AOL.
That... Yeah, I was going to say, does anybody even hear that anymore? This sound?
You've got mail.
And if you're of a certain age, that takes you back to a time when you'd log into AOL and... You always got that little hit of dopamine when...
You've got mail.
You're like, yay!
Yay! Somebody cares about me. It always makes me think about the... Was it the movie called You've Got Mail?
Mm-hmm.
With Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, just two more here. Trademarked.
Oh, that's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yes, it sure is. His name, Poppin' Fresh. And then...
Oh, I didn't realize he had a name.
Yes.
Poppin' Fresh.
Yeah, that's his name. All right, and then I've got one more. Listen closely. Listen closely. Trademarked noise.
That's not trademarked. That is like a turtle mating or something.
Let me give you...
box turtle?
Let me give you one more.
Box turtle mating, isn't it?
Let me give you one more.
That's a fart. That's not trademarked either.
Are we sure?
That is no. That's just from your library of fun buttons you like to push occasionally on this show. That's not trademarked. Nope.
Are we
not
sure?
Not that one either.
Are we sure these aren't trademarked?
I'm pretty confident. Those are not trademarked.
I mean, it's so cute. All
that's
right.
Box turtle love right there, and that is free to use anytime you want.
All right, so there you are, some sounds, and maybe you didn't know.
I got them all right, did I not?
You did. You
I slayed that game.
Very, very well. In the
what
game of sounds, nothing on 99.7 DJX.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we're going to get this out of the way. Matthew and Alice, we got you. A little 50 Cent. Birthdays, and if you're celebrating a birthday, why not? All right, so like Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back. Jenna rolls in and says, hey, since my six-year-old apparently knows every word to Doja Cat, can we teach her some Mary J. Blige? Gotta learn the classics, girl.
I love it. Education.
That's right. Mary J. Throwback Thursday. All right. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. You can always text in your requests because really this is about you, you know?
Absolutely. This is your playlist. This is what you want to hear. Lauren from the funeral home has been texting for several weeks, and we have not played her song.
Okay.
Are you going to be able to make good on it this week?
What did she want?
No Scrubs, TLC.
Oh, God. Well, see, everybody requests that every single week.
Well, Lauren from the funeral home needs to hear it.
All right, well, Hannah, we're going to get to your skater boy first, because why not, she says. This song is impossible not to sing along to. So, yeah.
True statement.
All right, we'll do that. And then maybe we'll get to yours coming up.
He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it?
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Guess who she sees.
Yes, we cut off the songs. We only play the tips of the songs. You might be so frustrated and mad at me right now because this is your jam and I'm just talking over it.
But that is how we play more than like 3 or 4 songs.
That's right. Vicky rolls in and says, hey, first TBT since being back from surgery.
Oh, welcome back.
She needs some Nickelback more than just the tip, though.
Oh, no.
Vicky, I don't know if we can give you more than just a tip because we like to play like that, right?
That's all we do.
Throwback Thursday.
All through a standing in line, Brandon will be a rock star.
Ah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Hey, I want to be a rock star.
All right, so Beth sends us a message and says, will you give me just the tip of some Adele?
Oh, wow. Listen.
Adele's coming tonight. I mean, this may totally, completely change Throwback Thursday. Oh, gosh.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Oh, gosh.
Go over.
Okay, just the tip, though.
Everything.
Hurry, because I'm sad.
They just say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing.
That was more than just a tip. That was more than
just a tip. Sorry, I got into my feels there. New Adele tonight, 7 o'clock, by the way.
Okay.
Brittany rolls in and says, hey, Chris Brown, running for all the Urban Berman mini marathon runners this Saturday. Oh, yeah, you got it.
Nice.
You got it. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Listen, I don't need you guys texting me reminders of the funeral home girl. We might get to her song. All right?
Listen. She wanted Another One Bites the Dust, which, LOL, don't have that one. But she wants to hear No Scrubs by TLC.
Maybe. All right, maybe. We'll get to that. All right?
Dang.
We'll get to that at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. We'll throwback Thursday.
To the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
It's Throwback Thursday, which means we play a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Back to back to back to back here on 99.7 EJX.
Listen, Lauren is saying this hearse is bumping. So she approves.
Funeral home Lauren. All right.
Absolutely. She approves.
Okay, good.
Where are we going next?
Were you going to do a National Bald Day or something like that?
Oh, yeah. It is National Bald and Beautiful Day, apparently.
Okay.
So, really, any bald singer will do, according to Marla.
Okay, well, guess what? The only one that matters is Mr. 305 himself! Ballet!
Go to Times Square, take a picture of me.
Come on!
Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right.
Mr. 305! It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Just having a little bit of fun. Got a text from a listener. My girls were raised right. Can you play some NSYNC for my little ladies? They love tearing up my heart. Also, they love you guys, Ben and Kelly. I know I'm not going to get any objections from Kelly.
Nope, I approve.
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you, it's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too.
Oh, that's when Justin had the ramen noodle hair. Thursday on 99.7 EJX. You look good.
You look good.
You look good.
That's all Kelly contributed.
Tasty. Tasty man snack.
Man, he look good.
Shelby, you guys are just the energy I need to turn my day around. We got you, girl.
I know you are. You know.
Throwback Thursday. It's just the tips of songs, you know? We just tease you with just the tips of the songs. It's all good, right?
It's really all you need.
I mean...
Right?
That's how you get into trouble, too, but yes. Michael reminds us of a fun lesson in spelling.
Oh, yeah. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Isn't that right?
You got it. Throwback Thursday.
I'm off.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7. 97 DJX. I'm going to say like this and what is it, the Bananas song by Gwen Stefani is the only song that teaches you really how to spell.
That's good spelling lesson for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, come on. He gets roasted on Saturday Night Live. He's having to sell his Wyoming farm. What the heck?
Oh, man. Poor Kanye.
Wellness check for Kanye.
Saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
broke.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Ah, throwback Thursday.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get
99.7 EJX.
Get down, girl, go ahead.
I gotta be honest. I wonder if Kelly is texting under aliases because a lot of these songs that are rolling in are Kelly K approved.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What, Kelsey's yellow card?
Yeah.
All right, throwback Thursday.
It does run with Kelly. Oh, man.
Did you feel some sort of way?
I did feel some sort of way. Fun fact, back in the day when that song was, like, new, I was telling our program director, I'm like, listen, you've got to play this song, Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card. It's, like, going to be a big hit. And he was like, no, that's a bad song. And then it was a huge hit, and I was right.
Was this the same guy that when we first got Flo Rida Low, he was like,
it's Florida.
It's from Florida. I'm like, no, it's definitely Florida.
Absolutely.
Okay.
By the way, April shouting out Vicky, her sister's going into labor.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Okay. Throwback Thursday. By the way, everybody's jumping in on the Funeral Girls train saying, yo, you got to play some TLC for Funeral Girl. Kimberly's saying,
yeah,
I got your back, girl. Oh, okay. Thank you, Kimberly.
Bad.
Before it was a TikTok song, it was on the radio. Animals there, throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Yasmin's all like, Snoop Dogg, please! Okay. I mean, if we're going to go Snoop Dogg, we got to go OG Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
This is like before many of you were born, so enjoy. Favorite thing to do during that song is to sing it without the radio edit.
Oh, you're so sexy.
It's so fun. On 99.7 DJX. All right, so who was it again?
What do you mean, who was it again? Lauren from Radcliffe, working at the funeral home. She's had an entire movement behind her, needing to hear No Scrubs because the hearse is bumping.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, also known as a buster, trying to holler at me.
What is he saying? Is if the hearse is a rockin', don't come a knockin'?
I don't think that's a saying, but it should be.
That's not the saying? Are you kidding me?
I don't think so. I mean, if it's rockin', I'm definitely knocking because it's a hearse, and that would be unexpected.
Hey, are you okay in there? Okay. Are we all right in there?
Heroes emerge every Throwback Thursday, mm-hmm. And Lauren from Radcliffe was definitely our hero today. So we love what you do, Lauren. Thank you for doing that. That's a tough job. Not anyone can do it.
All right. So there you go. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Jessica, we are not going to play Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, okay?
Oh,
you can't.
You're not popping the top
on that just yet. I know she is lurking right behind Halloween to jump in.
We realize that Christmas trees are in stores already. I mean, they're already Jingle Bells, Jack Frost in the stores. We get it, but it's too soon.
All right. So hopefully you enjoy Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back to back to back. So every morning at about 15 after each hour, we give you feel good stories. Every other time throughout the hour, we give you crazy stories and do other things. All right. But that little small sliver of time is when we give you feel good stories. But I feel like this could be a feel good story too.
Okay. Why?
Because we need to crown a champion. The USA mullet champion, Alan Bolts. So listen, Alan, he participated in the 2021 USA Mullet Kids Championship.
Oh, I'm so glad they have this competition.
Leslie, his mom, said her son faced many battles already in his young life and was placed in their home as a foster child when he was 4 years old.
Oh my gosh, and now he's rocking an award-winning mullet.
That's right. So that's why I felt like this could be a feel-good too.
Absolutely. And you know what? He has incorporated kind of like a little spiky mohawk almost.
I love it.
Yeah. So he's got some like sassy business in the front, party in the back, and he's got some cool shades. I mean, he's owning the entire look.
Yeah, for sure. So he plans on donating some of that money that he's winning too. So, I mean,
oh, I love that.
Kid's all around good. But I mean, we've got to tweet out this kid. Because you need to see the mullet champion of America.
He's the definition of cool.
Little Alan Bolts. There always comes a breaking point in every relationship where, you know, maybe you ask and you ask and you ask your partner to do something. They just continually not do it, not do it, not do it. And then there's a breaking point, right?
Yeah, you snap a little bit sometimes. And sometimes you have a strongly worded conversation.
Yes. Or you do something like our setting the bar story.
And end up on this show?
Yep.
In this spotlight?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without being so lazy, your wife cooks your pet fish, then you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh, let me guess. She kept asking him, clean that fish tank, clean that fish tank, clean that fish tank.
Yes. So she was all like, yo, it's a prize fish, right? So,
oh yeah, it sounds like it.
This prize fish, it's a pet arowana. And
never heard of it.
Apparently it is a dragonfish is what we'll call it. But I guess Ooh. It's a symbol of like prosperity and wealth in places like China and Japan and stuff like that. So the only reason we know this is because this TikTok went viral and Mia was shown scaling, seasoning this fish and then deep frying it.
No,
you know, my husband kept promising to clean the aquarium after I told him to. Because she snapped, she then fried it.
Oh my God, that's it. This fish is toast. Actually, no, it's dinner.
It's deep fried.
Delicious. That'll teach you to not clean the aquarium. I've not ever been a fish owner, but I know that the fish tanks, the aquariums can get pretty murky, pretty dirty. If you don't pay attention to it, and oh no.
And in subsequent videos after that, she did say he's now looking for a new dragonfish and has apologized and promises that he will clean the cage or clean the tank in the future.
Well, he knows what's going to happen if he doesn't.
It's kind of like when you walk in, like when you were a kid and your mom would come in your room and be like, hey, if you don't pick up these toys, I'm throwing them out.
Yep. And then, but do you ever? I mean, have you ever made the trip to Goodwill with all the toys that your kids did not pick up despite your constant requests? We haven't gone that far yet, but maybe we should.
No, I don't think I ever fell into the my toys are getting donated because I never picked them up sort of bucket, but
that would be a lesson they would not forget.
No, exactly. So this is the lane that we're living in here. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without being so stinking lazy, your wife is forced to cook your prized dragonfish, then you're doing okay.
Did we know how it tasted? Was it delicious?
I mean, I hope it was delicious.
did he eat it?
I don't even know. Insult to injury right there. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Tonight, keep in mind, she's dropping it 5 hours early, just so we have an opportunity to hear it a little bit earlier. Adele and her new single is going to be dropping just a little after 7.
Ooh.
Easy on Me.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, tonight, I think Piqué is going to roll into a full Adele top pop culture countdown.
Oh, which, look at that. Man, what a celebration.
I mean, everybody will be in their feels, I'm sure, for a good half an hour.
Grab the tissues and a carton of ice cream and some wine.
Yes, for sure. Hey, what? I wonder what wine pairs well with chocolate ice cream.
It's got to be a nice sweet.
No, I was thinking that. I was thinking red. I was thinking like a red.
Okay.
Because
Blackberry Merlot, Arbor Mist.
No, Kelly, will you stop?
What? That's a red wine.
No, it's like cough syrup.
Trust me. I know. I sat on my crying rug in the middle of the kitchen listening to sad music, eating cookie dough ice cream, and sipping on Blackberry Merlot, Arbor Mist. I've been there. I know it. You haven't tasted it.
I know that it's crap wine.
It's not crap wine. It's delicious.
I'm saying maybe a nice, instead of Blackberry Merlot, maybe just a nice red Merlot to go with the chocolate ice cream. So you get the sweet, you get a little bit more of the dry, you get that.
Yeah, I don't like the dry. Or I will also say Stella Rosa peach, also a really nice choice. That's if you have more of a sophisticated palate.
More of a sophisticated palate.
when I'm feeling fancy. Okay. Yeah, Stella Rosa. Absolutely.
All right.
I love me some Stella Rosa. That's the fancy stuff.
Okay.
Listen, if I'm slumming, it's Arbor Mist.
So I'm just saying, tonight you're going to need both. Some form of alcohol, some form of ice cream.
Yes.
To go with the Adele release that's going to happen.
Maybe.
And then, you know, we'll be playing
it. Crying rug in the middle of the kitchen.
I don't know. But yeah, definitely DJ X will be playing it as soon as we get our grubby little hands on it. And so you can enjoy that here on 99.7 DJ X.
We're Arbor Mist fans. We're Stella Rosa fans.
Look at that. There is not
They're
one person calling.
They're
That's great.
There.
There's not one. Phone lines are wide open.
They're out there. They're going to be, listen, they're going to be texting later.
I'm sure they will.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.